Last week in the lectionary readings, we were looking at Exodus 20, about the Ten Commandments, and all the way up then to chapter 32, God was telling Moses about all the things they needed to do to set up worship. So Moses was up there talking to God for quite a while. So we pick up the story in Exodus chapter 32, verses 1 through 14. And this is about the calf of gold. Hear God's word, New Living Translation. When Moses failed to come back down from the mountain right away, the people went to Aaron. "Look," they said, "make us some gods who can lead us. This man, Moses, who brought us here from Egypt, has disappeared. We don't know what happened to him." So Aaron said, "Tell your wives and sons and daughters to take off their gold earrings and then bring them to me." All the people obeyed Aaron and brought him their gold earrings. Then Aaron took the gold, melted it down, and molded it, and tooled it into the shape of a calf. The people exclaimed, "O Israel, these are the gods who brought us out of Egypt." When Aaron saw how excited the people were about it, he built an altar in front of the calf and announced, "Tomorrow there'll be a festival to the Lord." So the people got up early the next morning to sacrifice burnt offerings and peace offerings after this. They celebrated with feasting and drinking and indulged themselves in the pagan revelry. Then the Lord told Moses, "Quick, go down the mountain. Tell the people you brought from Egypt how they have defiled themselves. They have already turned away from the way that I commanded them to live. They have made an idol shaped like a calf, and they have worshipped and sacrificed to it. They're saying, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you out of Egypt.'" Then the Lord said, "I have seen how stubborn and rebellious these people are. Now, leave me alone so that my anger can blaze against them and destroy them all. Then I will make you, Moses, into a great nation instead of them." But Moses pleaded with the Lord his God, "Not to do it, O Lord," he exclaimed. "Why are you so angry with your people who you brought from the land of Egypt with such great power and mighty acts? The Egyptians will say, 'God tricked them into coming to the mountain so they could kill them and wipe them from the face of the earth.' Turn away from your fierce anger. Change your mind, O Lord, about this terrible disaster you're planning against your people. And remember your covenant with your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You swore by your own self, 'I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars of heaven. Yes, I will give them this land that I have promised to your descendants, so they will possess it forever.'" And then closing the reading in verse 14. "So the Lord withdrew his threat and did not bring against his people the disaster that he had threatened." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. You know, we serve a God of grace. We serve a God of compassion. And when you plead with God, like even in your prayers, just like Moses pleaded with God, you know, he hears our prayers. And he did something real special. All over the years that God would send the prophets to tell the people, explain to them, and, you know, this and that, they would kill the prophets. So God, in his infinite wisdom, said, "I know. I got to go down there myself and talk to them. But they maybe wouldn't listen to me either. Oh, I know. I will send my only son, Jesus Christ, to down there and get him to come into the world like a human being. I will put my spirit into a virgin woman, and she shall conceive and bring forth a child that was prophesied in Isaiah. And he will lead our people to the love and the grace, and they will finally listen to me." Well, you know the story. Jesus teached and preached all around, and they didn't listen to him either. In fact, they put him on the cross of Calvary. And then he took the sins of the world, you know, and then he cried out, my God, why have thou forsaken me?" Which was prophesied in Psalm 22. He felt that brief separation. You know why? Jesus had the sins of the world on his shoulders. And when he gave up the ghost and shed his blood, the forgiveness of sin. You know, but it didn't stop there. They put him in a tomb, and the tomb didn't hold him. The lie of the devil was, ha ha, I got your son God, and he's in the grave. He won't bother nobody else. But you know what? He was raised from the dead after the third day, seen by hundreds. And he ministered to the people in the upper room in Acts chapter 2, and the church was born. You know what? Not only did he do that, and he give us his love and his grace and his Holy Spirit, he promised to come again. That's why we take God's love letter, the book of Revelation, and try to understand God's love letter for us. So what a wonderful God we serve. But you know the greatest thing of all, that we have eternal life with God the Father if we will only believe in his Son. Pray you're having a good day. It's a joy to be able to bring you these readings and just talk to you a little bit about how much God loves you. They're trying days that we're in, and we all know that. But the peace that passes all understanding is yours if you just cry out to God. Amen.